I love Pentecost. I think it's my favorite. I don't know, 8 years, maybe 9 years ago, I think I might have told you this story, because I only have two stories, and I tell them all the time. I was at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Bowling Green, and had been the parish administrator there, and was very close with the pastor, and periodically he would be gone, and he would just ask me to fill in. And I had considered, and had talked to the bishop, Bishop James Lorman, of becoming a Lutheran pastor, of just doing that, because I knew that I loved the church, and I loved to work in the church. And I was, like I said, the parish administrator there, so I was doing the administrative work and whatever. But there was just something that didn't feel right. Just didn't feel right. And it's kind of funny, because when I was in the seminary, they felt that I was too Lutheran. So they really thought that they had some suspicions about me, that I was a little bit, that wasn't quite right. And the Lutherans, they felt that I was just a little bit too Catholic, so I didn't know really where I fit in. But this particular Pentecost Sunday, they had two services. One of the services, the associate pastor wasn't there, and they asked me to fill in, which I always found particularly interesting, that they would just, like, say, here, go do this service. I said, okay. The pastor and the associate didn't seem to mind, and the people didn't seem to mind, so I just went and did Pentecost Sunday. I remember praying on that Pentecost Sunday, Lord, I'm open to you. Whatever you call me to. Last week, if you remember, I said there's a difference between asking the questions of the Lord, how, and saying yes. Most of us, myself included, we want to know how. How are you going to do this, Lord? How is this going to be manifest in my life? How are you going to fix these things? And that's not it when it comes to God. It's not how, but it's yes. And I think on this Pentecost Sunday, even though looking back, and of course hindsight is always 20/20, I said yes. Two and a half months later, I got a call from Jim saying, we found you on this website that I had joined, really never thinking of ever doing anything other than being in solidarity with married priests. So I had set my money in and had my name on this website, and Jim called, found me there, and the rest is history. Saying yes to the Lord and yes to His most Holy Spirit. Now, if you look and you read the Acts of the Apostles, it's phenomenal to me the number of times in the Acts of the Apostles that they come upon a group of people and they say to them, have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? And they say, well, we've been baptized, but what is this Holy Spirit thing? We haven't heard of a Holy Spirit. And then they proceed to go through and talk to them about the Holy Spirit. And they lay hands on them, and they're filled with the Spirit. Now, some of us, in the history of our faith experience, have probably been to Curcio or involved with the Charismatic Renewal or something. How many Curcio or Charismatic Renewal here? Okay, this side of the church, you guys don't count, all right? But we got this side. So I'll talk to these guys. You guys know what I'm talking about. But for many of us, myself included, this thing about being baptized in the Holy Spirit took traction. I mean, it wasn't just a matter of coming to church, or it wasn't just a matter of, and I'm a big proponent of the sacraments, so don't think that I'm saying anything against the seven sacraments. particularly the sacraments of initiation, of baptism, communion, and confirmation. How many of us here have been confirmed? Probably a whole bunch, yeah. And at confirmation, that is when we were to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Most of us miss that piece. We receive the sacrament, receive the grace of the sacrament, but in terms of that reality of God's Spirit in our lives, alive and well and powerful, we weren't conscious of it. At least I wasn't. I received confirmation in First Communion when I was about 11 or 12. Now, the Spirit was working in my life as it works in the church, as it's working in all of our lives, but in terms of my conscious reality, that didn't happen for me, and this is just me, until I said yes. You know, I want you, Lord, to be in my life, to say yes to Jesus, absolutely, 100%, as an adult, as a conscious adult, saying, yes, I want you in my life. And then to be able to say, I want the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit released in my life. And that was back in 1971. And I can honestly say the times of powerful leadership and knowing that I know that God is working in my life have been all related to simply me saying yes to the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Those on the parish council remember time after time, council meeting after council meeting, we talked about what are we going to do about a church. Talked about buying a little machine shop there in Kansas and converting that into a church. And, you know, what about the phase one environmental study? And there's a way, you know, did it. And it wasn't until we were at Judy and Ed Rowe's house and said, we're not going to talk about this anymore. We're going to give it to God. And that was in May or June, as I remember, one of those months. And by November, we were here. By simply saying, you know, and time again, we try to fix stuff our own way. And that's usually, at least for me, the how. How am I going to make this work? Rather than the yes. And we have these two beautiful young ladies that are looking at, where am I going to go from here? How is all this going to happen? They have a general direction of their life, and there is a turning of the page with their high school graduation today. Their minds, and clearly the minds of their parents and grandparents, are all filled with how. How is this going to happen? How am I going to get here? Yeah. When it comes to God, it is not about the how. When it comes to God, it is all about yes and the trust that comes with the yes. That we open our hearts to the power and the presence of God's Holy Spirit and then go forward. And that's where you guys are going. That's where you're going. How are you going to get there? Don't have a clue. Where are you going to go? Don't have a clue. Sit back and enjoy the ride. And when you get there with your hair on fire, slide in sideways and say, woo, what a ride. Open your hearts to Jesus. Open your hearts to the power and the presence of His Holy Spirit. It's like, I don't know about this Holy Spirit thing. I don't know how this, who cares how? Open your hearts. Say yes to God. And there's a test, because I want you to try to remember what we talked about last week. Said there are those things that block us from this experience of God, from this yes. That we worry about as people. It is the way we are wired. At least it's the way I'm wired. I worry about my possessions. I worry about my reputation. I worry about my job. What I have, what I do, what people think of me. I use those as defining moments. That's not a defining moment. Defining moment, what defines me in my life is saying yes to Jesus. There's no other defining moment. Saying yes to Jesus, yes to the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in my life, saying yes, no matter where I am in that life. I feel that I'm separated. I'm separated from other people, from you guys. I'm separated from my own self. I'm separated from God. When I say yes to Jesus and yes to the power and the presence of His Holy Spirit, there is no separation. There's not another more important thing that we can do at any point in our life than on this day, at this time, saying yes to Jesus. Have to do it. Is there anything more important? How can these young women ever hope to navigate the pitfall that all of you adults know is out there facing them in their lives? How can they ever navigate those, that future, without Jesus walking right with them? How can we? How can Donna and her family manage the health issues that they face without Jesus walking with them? How can we face the financial struggles, the employment struggles, the emotional struggles, the relationship struggles? We can't. We can't face any of those without the power and the presence of Jesus alive and well in our life. And then it causes us to have faith, especially when it's quiet. When you pray and you pray and you don't hear anything. Boy, I hate that. Does that mean that the Lord isn't there, isn't listening, doesn't care? Absolutely not. Just means that I'm being tested. As gold is tested in a furnace, silver. Pushing me out of my comfort zone. You can count on that, by the way, just in case you were wondering. If you're going to walk with the Lord is going to walk you right out of your comfort zones. And you're going to hate it. Where's your comfort zone now? What are you being pulled to? What are you being asked to do? Where are you being asked to walk? Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be recreated, and you shall renew the face of the earth. What a phenomenal promise. What a phenomenal opportunity. And it all comes back to us being willing to say yes and being willing to forego the how. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon us and remain forever.